Blog Talk Radio.
I am ready for love. Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity.
This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. That's India RE. I'm ready for love. And tonight's show is going to be a little bit about that. But before we get the show started, I want to let everybody know that it was a beautiful day here. And what I did today, nothing. Okay, what I did today was I was on the internet doing a lot of research for a different project that I'm trying to come up with, and my brother bought me a bushel of crabs. Can you believe that? A bushel. A whole bushel of crabs that I had no one to share with. I was going to go on Facebook and put up a thing, anybody wants some crabs to come over, but I thought second about that. But I did cook them. Well, my daughter cooked them, and we're going to freeze some of them, take the meat out and make crab cakes and eat them, you know. And I also gave some to my niece, so I did that and watched a few things on television and was just getting ready for this show tonight because it's going to be a very good show. I'm going to bring my co-host on, Rhea.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, girl. Just fantastic. It's a little chilly here, which is a good thing because all that heat we had this summer was really, woo, it feels good to, you know, feel a little chill in the air, which is not too cold, but, you know, it does feel good here. It's maybe like in the 60s, I would say. No, in the 50s.
Yeah, but, we're in the 50s, too, and this is what I consider one of them perfect fall days.
Mm-hmm.
An extra walk today, and it was a good day.
Most definitely it was a good day for me because, you know, I got, and also I found out that, because I'm going back to school, and my classes are going to be free. College, can you believe that? Can you, because I was going over the, because they sent out a brochure ever so often. I said, well, I want to take this class, that class, but I got to save up some money for it. So how I'm getting it free, and this is a blessing, I'm a senior citizen.
People laugh at me because I sit there and tell them, look, I only got 1 year and 4 months. And I can join AARP, and I'm going to get all of AARP discounts. I can join them at 50. And they start laughing at me. They say, Rhea, I'm going to take advantage of every discount I can. I know that's right.
Yes, you do, darling, because I say, oh, my goodness, I'm going to. So I'll be going, you know, taking these classes that's going to be beneficial to me that I don't even have to pay for. The only thing I have to pay for is my registration, and that's like $5 or $7 or something like that. But that is just a blessing, you know, because I always wanted to take the classes that I saw anyway, and now I don't even have to pay for them.
You don't have to pay for your books?
Well, the class is going to be online, so I don't know, you know, about books or anything like that, but, you know, I know that I don't have to pay the tuition fee, just the registration.
That's great.
No doubt about it. It is. It is, and that's just a blessing. So I started counting my blessings, and, you know, I continuously count them, and I'm happy for them. So, you know, like I had mentioned also, we're going to have a great show this evening. We have the GPA, the Greatest Poet Alive. I'm going to, you know, let the folks know a little bit about him before we bring him on, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay. All right. GPA is from the South Side of Chicago. He has been writing poetry since 2007 and published his first book of poetry, The Confessional Heart of a Man. Recently, he has written and published the Centillion Book of Sensual Poetry, the Book of 24 Orgasms. GPA is a founding member of the League of Extraordinary Poets, currently is a member of the Waiting for the Bus Collective. GPA's website is www.iblowyourmind.com. He will be releasing his first CD of poetry, The GPA Experience, and the follow-up to his first book, The Mind of an Unsub. Rhea, did you get to read his book, The Book of 24 Orgasms?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I have. That's like that, Rhea. Okay. Yes, I have read it, and I have heard him perform it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've read it.
Okay, well, we're going to get him to perform tonight as well. Now, there are, I did like the whole book, but there were some favorites in there that I really did like. So we're going to, you know, be talking about those as well. So without further ado, we're going to bring in the GPA.
Let me just say this. One of the things that impressed me most about that book,
mm-hmm.
when you get out of the sensuality of it,
mm-hmm.
it, his wordsmith, the imagery that his words projected, and the way he his usage of words and things such as that, just is extremely titillating.
Yes, it's like soft erotica.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, he doesn't use all those, you know, the words that, you know, go with whatever's going on. But it's definitely a good read, and I did enjoy it. And like I said, I do have my favorites in it, you know, even though the whole book was good. But, you know, we have our favorites. So.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring him in. GPA, are you there?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, they should be in bed. Ladies, and I'm talking to you. Ladies, make sure you pour yourself something. Ignore the phone call or text that's coming at the 10 o'clock, because if he was any type of man, he would have contacted you before this time. Sit back, get yourself in something comfortable, because tonight, baby, it is me and it's you. Simply put, this is how I want you to feel about me in this next time here. I imagine you on a Friday night in a cool Friday Chicago Midwestern city, and I imagine you with your right leg draping my left shoulder, your left leg draping my right, your ample backside, because you're so beautifully voluptuous, spilling over my palms, acting as a plate, my vision covered with nothing but tunnel vision, looking at your birth, life-giving chalice, and I begin my count with 60 licks swiftly, 60 licks slowly, 24 circles, 7 figure 8s, 30 brushes upon the protrusion, 12 touches upon the basin's floor, 365 alternating counterclockwise swirls until finally, unequivocally, I drown in 548. Ladies, good evening. Let's go.
Good evening.
It's really good. How you doing?
Wow, that was a steamy start off there.
Well, you know, I got some new stuff. You know, I'm debuting on your show tonight. That I just came from a performance. I got my friend Tracy next here to me. She kind enough to drive me. You know what I'm saying? I got good friends, good support system. Real Lex is back. You know it. You know what it is. Red Rogers, Sheila Campbell. I got beautiful ladies that support me. I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. Excuse me. Hey, delicious. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello.
All right now. Let me take my coat off. Show my muscles off. I got to show my, you know, I've been working out. I just told my friend I'm taking my coat off to show my muscles off a little bit. I've been working out. You know, I'm recently divorced. I lost a lot of weight. A lot of extra baggage is gone. So I'm feeling real good. I feel like electrifying y'all tonight. Thank you. Thank you, Delicious, for having me on your show. Thank you, Rhea, for just, you know, hey, look, I got to come up with a new word to say thank you, because I didn't use that up with R.A.B. You know what I'm saying? I didn't just done that. You know, I don't even know what to say. I got too many superlatives to say about you. Thank you. Let me shut up so you can ask some questions, because I told you that I was going to be pumped coming from and I was electrifying tonight. I was. Yeah, so let me shut up and let me answer some questions and that whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, Red, you want to start off with your questions?
No, actually, I'll let you go ahead so you can experience him. I know what he's like, but I'm really surprised. But if it's just a, let him shut up and I'm shocked. No.
So you know me. I don't want to overwhelm the listeners, Mike, because I wrote on her wall. I wrote on her Facebook wall last night. I said, "Are you ready for me?" And she didn't hear the voice in which I said it. I was like, "Are you ready for me? Are you really ready?"
Right before he ever say your name, I was getting ready to say, "Are you sure you're ready for this?"
Well, I like things hot. You
well,
know, I really do. I definitely do. Okay, like I had mentioned before, I had brought you on. I have my favorites in the book, even though I like the whole book, but, you know, I just have my favorites as well. 1,001 Times.
Oh.
Yes. You know, as we lay silent, save for our breathing, the air is coated with a scent made of our compositions. Unrecognizable it is. Well, can you really tell us what, you know, what inspired you to write this particular piece?
Oh, that's a great piece. No one, yeah, that's the first time somebody's actually mentioned that poem in the book 24 Orgasms. It's actually a sequel. In my first book, The Confessional Heart of a Man, My Baby, the very first poem and my favorite poem in the entire book is 1,000 Times. So it ends by saying, the line says, "I moved to kiss you once more. I moved to love you once more. And it is then that I realized 1,000 times is not enough." So I said, okay, if I said that, and I got to take it up a notch because it, the poem leads to, it's the foreplay, it's the affection. And this is actually the acts itself. Somewhat not as explicit as most. But just the idea that it, when I wrote the book of 24, just to appeal to the senses, I'm not necessarily as blatant as some. I like to let your mind interpret, you know, what you might see or feel. So 1,001 Times is a continuation of that. It is like, okay, we started here. Now we're going to pick up here. And this, these are the things we're going to do. These are how we're going to,
Right. And that what you had recited when you before you came on, that's drowned in 548, or you added something on to that.
Well, you know what? The funny thing about it is every now and then, like, some poems are great on paper. So, like, drowned in 548 on paper is what it is. But sometimes when you, like, you recite, perform, whatever the case may be, you have to give something else that may give a little flair to it. So I said, and that's basically the premise. What I added, that's the way Drowned in 548 in real life should be performed. It really should. You know,
so are you going to do it over again?
What's that?
548.
No, I don't mean performed like as in poetry. I meant like an actual, the actual act.
Okay.
Yeah, you should. A man should be face to face with it. He should be like close, where like he's breathing on it, it is breathing on him. The vagina monologue is no longer a monologue; it's a dialogue between this man and the vagina. We're having a conversation, and I'm doing most of the talking. So you know, that thing. That whole thing. It's Friday night, too. I'm sober, had 90 days sober. I'm looking good, feeling good. Brand new CD coming in 2 weeks. You know, beautiful women around me all the time. I'm doing pretty good, so, you know, you're going to get all of it tonight. I've never done a Friday night interview once I did it, and that was earlier in the year. And I got to say, I was pretty damn good then, but I'm nowhere near as good as I am right now. Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Let's come get it. I
love it.
ladies, if there's anybody in the chat room, let me get this out the way right now. Everybody knows that I am the controversial most electrifying man in poetry. So with that comes, you know, the H word, some haters. So if there's any haters in the chat room, I want to say welcome. I'm going to give you another reason to hate me tonight. I love you, and I appreciate you. Now that we got them out the way, all you ladies, if there's any ladies who are sitting in their apartment, condo, house, wherever you're at, and you're listening, and that's for people who listen to the link afterwards, listen, let me tell you why I'm doing this show tonight. That is simply because, forget about the CD, forget about the book, I told you I'm recently divorced. I got no girlfriend. I got nothing. So that's what I'm doing. I'm all yours. I'm going to give you, when I write or I perform it for you. I want to turn you on. So when you go home to dude, and he may not look as good as me, he may not be as talented as me or whatever, but you can appreciate him because I sent you home to him.
Ready. Wow.
And you can tell him to tell me thank you. I'm going to send you home ready. I got something new for you. You didn't even ask me. My friend Tracy, who's sitting right here, y'all don't believe me. She's sitting right here to the left of me. One of the people that visited my hospital, while I was in the hospital, I was recuperating, doing, mm-hmm. they could rebuild me. I'm a first mm-hmm. bionic poet. You know what I'm saying? So listen, I'm a first bionic poet. Mm-hmm. Rhea came to the hospital. Tracy came to the hospital. Mary came to the hospital. They all checked on me because they love me. I love them back. So, mm-hmm. being the first bionic poet, this is what my friend Tracy just told me this. And I just thought of this poem. It's not written anywhere. It's never been a status. It's nothing. This is right here, right now. Go. She told me that she was seeing someone else. She said that he wasn't better than me. He didn't look better than me. He wasn't as talented as me. He wasn't as intellectually adept as me. And so I asked her, well, then why are you with him? She says, I don't know, I just am with him. So I hugged her, and this is what I did. I kissed her forehead, and when I kissed her forehead afterwards, I said, that's because you'll always be thinking of me. On her left breast underneath that, I kissed her heart. And I told her, I kissed your heart because you still will have feelings for me. When you're holding his hand, when you're standing with him, you'll be feeling for me. And then I got her on both knees, put my hands around her slim waist, pulled her closely, and I kissed her there. And I looked up at her, and she looked down and asked me, why did you kiss me there? Because when you're in the throes of passion with him, when he is asking you what I would never ask you, and that's what his name is, because I always knew it was mine, I want you to know that you'll be feeling me, and you'll be back. My poem.
Wow. Now, do you do, like, spoken word as well?
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to answer like that. Nothing against, and I always get this, nothing against spoken word, nothing. Because mm-hmm. there are some mm-hmm. people who are very talented, very prolific at it. I am a poet.
Right.
I write every hour of the day, every day, at night. People who are friends with me on Facebook, you know, I hold back some poems because I don't want y'all to get sick of me. I write on the status. Heck, I'll go as far to say some of the stuff I write on status is something better than what people put in books. I'll go so far as to say that, but I am a poet. I just happen to like mm-hmm. reciting and sharing with people. There are beautiful mm-hmm. women out here who like to hear what I have to say, and I want them to hear what I have to say. So I go out and perform for them. I go out and perform. Yes, I do. Ladies, I told you I perform for you. I'm all yours. Nobody's got any mm-hmm. papers. Nobody I answer to. I'm all yours. We're going to ride out 2011 together. I am going to turn you whichever which way you need to be turned. I'm going to touch your heart. I'm going to make you feel things about me that you probably never felt with some man before, because you're going to say, wow, he said that? And he meant it, girl. Did you see him? And I'm going to touch your private spot. So when you go home and you think about yourself and you think, man, I'm lonely. No, you're not. I got you. pick up your 24 orgasms. Go on YouTube and see a video. Listen to the new CD. Watch the DVD. When you touch yourself, think of me. Because that's what I want you to do. I want you to do that. When you go out and get your outfit, you go and get your outfit. Get your shoes, girl. Get your shoes. Get your outfit, your leggings, your dress, your skirt, your undergarments that you feel good about. Get that bathroom bike. Get whatever the hell you want because you look good. And I'm writing this poetry for you. I'm like, you are my muse. You are my muse. I'm around beautiful women. Delicious. I'm around beautiful women all the time. I'm in the presence of one right now. I can pick up the phone and call Rhea Alexis Banks, beautiful woman. I can call Mary Rogers. I can call Sheila Campbell. I can call these people, and they can listen. They pick up the phone. I'm the one that's privileged. They pick up the phone and talk to me. And there are women. Check this out. And it gets even more fascinating. I'm on Facebook, and there are women, and these are beautiful women, and they're single. What are these dudes doing? What? They don't know that you're supposed to have a woman on the inside of the street, away from the traffic. They don't know that. They don't know you stand up when a woman comes in the room? You don't know, send a text and tell her in the middle of the day, hey, you look great. And when she tell you, well, I only got this on, say, it don't matter, you look great in it. And make her feel it. But see, ladies, don't worry about that. What he lacks, I slack. I'll pick it up. I got you. Because I'm writing for you. This poetry that I'm doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me. When I get off this show, I'm going right on Facebook. I'm writing some of my status to you. Trust me.
Okay. Well, there's another.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go on.
I warned you, Naria. I told Delicious. I said, listen, we was on the phone. I said, listen, I'm coming from performing. And anybody that knows me knows that when I perform, it takes me a while to come down. Because I had to go from my secret identity to GPA, then back to my secret identity. But that takes a while, because GPA is just like this megalomaniac. So, I mean, I am. It's just the truth. So, I'm sitting up in here, and now I'm pumped, and my friend's right here. We were just sitting there talking, and she told me that. And she was like, Dad, you just did that piece? I said, I just did it. You know, I'm good. Like, I'm not even going to lie. I'm good like that. But I'm good because a muse inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
See? And as long as you beautiful women exist, you friend me on Facebook, you know me in real life, I'm going to write about you. I'm going to write to you and for you. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an angry dude. I can't tell you about, oh, I want to bring on the revolution. Bring on the revolution. That's not who I am. I'm not going to offend you with my language because I'm a gentleman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the uplifting of women and ladies. I do. You know, despite what the ex-wife may say, I do.
Well, listen, GPA, this other poem on my T-shirt reminds me a lot, you know, that you may have written this for me. Leave road right where it is, rather my T-shirt would rather see you in. Your slip, your preference of garment to cover posterior, thong, boy shorts, or the air surrounding us. Love seeing you in my T-shirt. So larger than normal, accentuating makes aspects irrelevant. Believe this, you are who my shirt was really meant. Now, I am a T-shirt person. I wear T-shirts to bed from time to time. And sometimes I might put on a nice negligee or whatever, but I do like wearing T-shirts to bed. So what is the T-shirt that what do you see in a woman wearing a T-shirt to bed opposed to wearing lingerie or a sexy negligee?
The whole purpose. And then this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do my interview outside. I'm outside. My friend, she got to get up and go to a seminar early, so she kicked me out of the car. So I'm going to go on my porch. I got my skull cap on. I got my white sock jacket on. I'm warm. We're going to do that. I'm going to do the interview, the rest of the interview outside. So
okay.
I just had to tell you that. So if you hear cars and whatever, that's what I'm on. People who know me, I be on the porch all the time. That was bad grammar.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the porch. But in answer to your question, here's what I figured out. Everything that is created a woman looks better in than a man. Everything is created. You take a baseball hat. You take a baseball hat. And whatever type of woman hair the woman has, respectively, she puts that baseball hat on. That baseball hat looks great on her. She puts your long sleeve shirt on, grabs it. She don't need anything else. She throws that shirt on, and no matter how big or whatever the shirt is, when it gets on her, it looks better than it does on you. The T-shirt, and it, like you were reading the poem, and it said, the line says, and you, it looks better, my better than my pectorals, I'm paraphrasing, better than my pectorals and what is cruelly known as your breast. So the accentuations of a woman, shape a man is or whatever, far surpass that of a man. So in this T-shirt, I mean, I just pictured it. When I was writing the book of 24 Orgasms, I was picturing women in these certain things. And I always thought, like, I have a T-shirt, the book of 24 Orgasms T-shirt, which I got to get read on her shirt. I got to order. But a woman can grab a shirt, your T-shirt, and put it on, and you would think, man, she puts those heels on, she got a little thong on, and she walking back and forth. Fashion show, as I described in the poem. We got a fashion show. This real thing is going on. So it's just an awesome thing. You have to appreciate the delicate nature of women. You need to, it's got to be appreciated. We as men, being simple creatures, we miss a lot of these things. We miss a lot of the nuances of a woman. You know, we do. And so I try to write about that. And that particular piece is about that. It's about, hey, her grabbing a T-shirt. Because you never think of it. You never would think, like, oh, okay, let me tell her to put a shirt on. You know, you would think, oh, I don't want to wear my shirt. You would think that. And guys don't get when a woman says she's over and she says, do you have a T-shirt I can wear? That's the coolest thing in the world. She's got a T-shirt I can wear. And it's because, look, her scent gets in the shirt. Her scent gets in the shirt, and 99% of women smell really good with either perfume or just naturally, and that's in your T-shirt. So she may have worn it for, like, an hour or two. Then you pick up the shirt, and you grab it, and you smell her. And it's like, oh, man, even when you wash the shirt, some of her is still there. It's indelibly etched in the shirt. So you've got her with you. Ah, my talk.
Okay. We do have a caller on the line, but I want to ask you about one more point before I bring this caller on. Caller, I see you on the line. I'm going to bring you on in a few minutes. Breathe on it. Breathe on it. Lifeless lays, lifeline lusting. No other's breath do I find myself thrusting. You are here. What are you waiting for? Breathe on it. Swear I won't ask you to do more. Yes, normally your touch would do. But baby, as much as you don't want to, you know what you have to do. Breathe. Breathe on it. What was that all about? Now, I know, I can imagine, but why don't you let us know, everybody know.
Okay, I'm going to let you in on a secret that nobody knows. Let you in on a secret. Nobody knows this. Not even people who read and reviewed the book or who were in the focus group. No one knows this about this poem, and I'm going to share it tonight. The poem is unisex. Notice, there's no mention of genitalia whatsoever. It's
right.
You think, breathe on it. You think it may be in reference to something of phallic nature. It's not. It's unisex. It's about oral sex, sure, but it goes either way. And see, when I wrote it, I said the ambiguity leads to, it should have led to curiosity. Like, what is he talking about? Because initially you would think it was about fellatio. You would think that. You would think it was a man trying to teach a woman a fellatio. But let's be really honest. There are some of the women who have had to convince men for cunnilingus. They've had to say, come on now, you don't do that often. You don't do that anymore. I mean, so I said, okay, let me try this. And it was just something. Sometimes I just like, I feel like playing with the pen. You know, sometimes I do that. I be on nonsense like that. So I played with the pen a little bit. So I was doing, that's what that was.
Right, because a person, you know, each person can read this and have a different interpretation of it. I was figuring that it has something to do with oral, but, you know, like you said, it could be unisex, woman or man, and, you know, that's a good thing. It really is. So with that being said, we're going to bring in the caller, 770. Hello.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Lisa, what's up?
EPA with 102 fever. I got my ass up to call into this show for you.
Oh, look at you. What's up, girl?
Hey, baby, I had to show love and respect. Hey, Miss Rhea.
Hey, Lisa, feel better?
Lord, please, if they don't stop with this weather down here, it right now is 43, it'll be 31, and I'm in the A. Like, come on now. We had to turn heat on. Yeah, we had to turn heat on, and we don't turn heat on in October in ATL. But, DPA, let me just tell you about your book. Let me just tell you. Boy, please. No lie. I got it. The mail came at 3:40, okay? 3:40 in the afternoon. Now, my nephew, 7 years old, comes in at 3:52 p.m. He comes in like 7 minutes later from school. I watch him come off the bus, him and all the other five kids next door. Man, I just open the book, right? And he walks in. I'm like, Savion, go upstairs. Lisa, what's wrong with you? I said, I got to get myself together. He's like, oh, Lisa, what's wrong? Oh, Lord, please, child, just go upstairs 2 minutes. Let me just get myself together. Like, I was trying to look at my phone, like, what digits can I dial and get out this house with?
Silly. You are so silly. Oh, my God.
GPA, I was trying to... Huh?
Do you have your favorites in the book as well?
The whole book is a favorite of mine. And I feel bad because... Look, I feel bad, and I got to apologize to GPA because, excuse me, y'all, the night he was supposed to be on my show, I couldn't have the show because the power was down. Everything was going on out here in the A. And then also I have to shout out because I haven't even done his review because I got so backed up after Nady Nate's death. So, and he understands what I'm talking about. Maria knows, y'all know. That dealing with all that, like, that's when I got his book. So I was like, oh, God, I got GPA's book. I can relax and just think about something else. Man, GPA, you is no joke. I was like, let me find that boy's digits. And I was going to call you and be like, GPA, you going to stop playing with us females. But, yeah, that whole book, I could honestly say, is, And then my 17-year-old niece, you don't understand. She comes in from school every day. Aunt Lisa, what books did we get in today? Oh, no, you can't have this one. You going to college. I'm not going on Maury with you.
Yeah, the book is definitely a good read, most definitely. But like I do have my favorites. I like the entire book, but I must say I have my favorites.
Yeah, the whole book is my favorite. It really is. And GPA, I got to give you your props because I didn't read poetry, and I'm not going to lie to you. I did not read poetry until I started dealing with you on Facebook. So I give you your props because you turned me on to something I didn't know nothing about.
Wow.
Is he even there?
Huh?
Did we lose GPA?
GPA, are you there?
I think we lost him because he was outside.
Let me see. This is him. He called back in. GPA, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, we had lost you for a minute.
You did. I came inside because my battery was low. And then I got the horrible thing with Sprint. It goes through this little patch of my house. So you lost me. I'll call back in. Thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate that. Like I said, when I came on, and I know I was a little bombastic. I think I'm coming down, but I'm about to come back up. I'm about to drink a Coke Zero. But I write for women.
And by the way, I want to give you congratulations for 90 days sober.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. That's real special. That's real special right there. I want to be like you when I grow up.
The reason I drank was because I was married. But once I got married, I said, I wasn't married no more. I wasn't going to need me to drink no more. I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, so the reason I drink Bud Ice is because I'm single. Is that what the problem was?
No, that's just me.
No, me.
My dilemma. I appreciate you so much. I can't wait to come down there and rock it. My new book will be out by the time I come down there in March. So
March 24th at the Underground Mall, we got the Word on the Street Urban Literary Festival. GPA will be in the building.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. Brand new. Thank you so much.
All right, well, I love y'all, and I'm going to get off here and go get some rest, and you already know, start my third shift grind, if I can even stand up by that time.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling in, Lisa, and you get better, okay?
All right, love you, Miss Gail. Love you, Miss Rhea, and, of course, everybody love Miss GPA. Jesus,
love
who don't
back,
love
man.
That?
Take care.
Love you back, darling.
See y'all on Facebook.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
Good night.
All right. Okay.
Okay. You have another book you said is going to be out before you go down to the underground. In the, can you tell us a little bit about that book?
Okay. All right. In this conversation, I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to dispel something, and then I'm going to tell you something more about myself. The name of the next book is The Mind of an Unsub. And for those people who don't know, part of my name, GPA stands for Greatest Poet Alive. People know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I shortened it to Poetic Unsub because when it was Greatest Poet Alive, people got in their bodies and didn't understand why I did it. People got upset. Oh, why you say that? Why you say that? Whatever. So Poetic Unsub, I'm a big fan of Criminal Minds. Unsub means unknown subject.
Mm-hmm.
As many reviews as I was receiving for books or places I was performing, there were still people who didn't know me. So I put unsub on it because I was still an unknown subject, even though I had these numerous things that I consider quote-unquote accolades, I had them underneath me. So this book is a throwback to my first book, The Confessional Heart of a Man, which was pure poetry. It had some sensuality in it, but it had other stuff as well. It had stuff about being locked up, stuff getting married, stuff social issues, things that it had everything in it. It was a cornucopia of different themes. The Mind of an Unsub is the confessional heart of a man, but on steroids. I have put everything is, and it is autobiographical. So there's nothing really like, well, the one poem in there is about me going to the North Pole and murdering Santa Claus. That was like on a tangent. That was something else. But everything else is autobiographical. It talks about times of me being married, leading up to divorce, things I went through. It talks about a lot of stuff. It talks about everything, and it's just really just face forward, in your face. No, there won't be anything where you can say, oh, well, what was he saying? Because I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just point. I'm going to actually say it. And that leads me to my point is somehow or another I got labeled as an erotic poet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fallacious statement because I'm not a big fan of erotic poetry per se. I'm, you know, when they use the graphic terms, I'm not a fan of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I term my work as sensual more than anything else. I am a poet. I write about, like, when my friend Tracy gave me the idea, when she was talking about something that had occurred with her, and so I took it and put it to a poem. When I was at the performance, after I was done performing, the lady, I'm going to post this tonight, the lady was in front of me. She was a performer, and she moved her legs. She crossed her legs, and she was a little tall and slender, and she crossed her legs, and her dress, which was at her knee, came down off her knee. where I can see the top of her knee. So I described what that did and how I looked away, just to lend you to something central. So I got this label, and it's not a correct label. So the mind of an unsub will prove that point. Plus, I got something, I got a surprise that I'm not telling anybody in the mind of an unsub. I have a surprise.
So and this is going to be in the book?
Yes. So when you, I'm done. I just got a surprise. And I'm just
so
gonna
when
leave
is this
there.
Book going to be released?
Tentatively, I have set January 6th. It is my father's birthday. Rest in peace, James Livingston. It is my father's birthday. I use, people who know me know I use days, dates are really significant for me. November 4th, my CD comes out. It is the greatest woman I've ever known's birthday, my mother, who I love dearly. And if people know that, I will release it on there. My first book came out on March 22nd, which is my only child, my beautiful 19-year-old daughter, her birthday. So tentatively it's set for January 6th to be released. And I'm just going to say, and I'm going to go on record and somebody can quote me, I think a lot of people did themselves a favor releasing books now or a few months ago or whatever. I think that was really smart of you to do, because anybody who knows me, I've got the right people with me. I don't have a bunch of people with me because I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
I got the
right.
right people with me who believe in me. And together with them, with these dark-skinned folks under the same roof with me and these great supporters and everything, we have what is called a machine. We call it Team GPA. So when a book of mine comes out, it behooves you to either come before or wait a little bit after, because we're going to flood. You're going to see it on Twitter, Facebook, Google. I'll do videos. I'll shove it down your throat like you're supposed to. You know, a lot of people just figure they'll publish a book, and they publish the book and they don't sell itself. No. You have to sell the book, and we sell books. Yeah, I write books, but we, notice I say we sell books. We sold The Confessional Heart of a Man. We sold a book of 24 orgasms that had a focus group. Who does that for a book? Who does that? A focus group? Who does that? I did that. We did that. So with the mind of an unsub, I listen to the people around me say, hey, listen, we like what you did in The Confessional. The Book of 24 was an excursion. It was an excursion. And so it was fun. It was fun. It was. I can't lie. But I like...
excuse me. Go on. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. I like doing other stuff. I like doing stuff, whereas women, they leave and they feel good. After they've listened to me, they take it and they come up. Like last week at the Urban Expo, I did a new piece called What I'm Gonna Do Tonight. It's called Wait For Me. And I wrote it on Facebook, but the performance is totally different. And I did it in the middle of introductions when we would introduce ourselves. And there were women who came over to me and said, hey, what book is that poem in? And I had to tell them it's not in the book yet. It'll be in the mind of an unsub. It's not in the book yet. But that's just the type of thing you have to keep doing. You have to keep giving. Poetry is a giving thing. It's not like maybe other genres where you receive and all that. You give with poetry, because typically in the real world, in an idealistic world, poetry is free. In an idealistic world, poetry is free. And then people donate and they try to help your subsistence. But this isn't that world, so you have to sell yourself. You have to come up with a CD, you have to do this or whatever the case may be. But poetry is typically free, so I give. Like you probably receive some of the SMS messages. Those people who are in my phone, in my inner circle of people, they get SMS. I do poetry all the time because I like doing it. I love poetry, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, are you a self-publisher or do you have a publisher?
I'm self-published now. And it was, let me tell you, the smartest thing that I did and was fortunate to occur, because when I sold all those copies of the first book and before I had my PayPal on my website, people had to go to iUniverse and order my book, and then I had to wait for them to finally send me something. And I was like, oh, that kind of sucked. I'm up here selling my butt off, and you know, and then once I got the PayPal on, and then I was able to cut them out with the book of 24. I mean, like, I've seen people say when they got the book, they didn't expect it, because I did that on purpose. I wanted something that was really the term every man fits. I wanted just something for you to just pick up, and it's unassuming, and you open it up and like, whoa, you know, because that's what the book is really about. I understand you got to have a cover and all that, and that's cool. But in this case, I wanted to go and do something like grassroots, in a way, or seemingly grassroots. So.
Right. Right. Well, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be
okay.
Right back.
All right.
That Salt and Pepper Push. Rhea?
Yes.
Could you take over for a minute, please? I have a small task I have to take care of.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
GPA, other than your book, your CD that's coming out on November the 4th and the book you mentioned for January, what's on the horizons for you? Hello? Oh, we must have lost him again.
Okay, I'll wait for him to call back in. In the meantime, I did do a short review of his book, which I'm going to read. As you can see, I'm slowing down. I'm getting to it while I'm talking. It was a tad bit hard for me to review, to write this review without talking, going in too much in depth about the, like my favorites in the book, such as that. So what I did end up saying was, one to experience as it is chucked full of sensuality and imagery that is fulfilling and thought-provoking. The Book of 24 Orgasms is an experience as it is chucked full of sensuality and imagery that is fulfilling and thought-provoking. GPA takes us on a ride that is magnified by pure sexiness and elevated by his wordsmith and where one can go. That's meant to be where they can go in their mind as they're reading it. The workup of the book is worthy of 4.5 stars for sure. Then I just put a smiley face and said enjoy. Because it did take you on a ride, a sensual ride, a thought-provoking ride. And your head was full of imagery as you read it. And I liked that. I like the ambiguity, how the thoughts could go in different ways. I can't say that word right. That's why I changed it. How the thoughts can go in different ways as you read different parts of the poetry that was in that book. And it was very interesting. Now, is he back online yet, GPA?
Yes.
Okay, you're back. What I had originally asked was, other than your release of your CD on November 4th and your book that you spoke of in January, what else is on the horizons for you?
Wow. Sunday I'll be one of the poets performing at Soul Expressions here in Chicago at Cafe Balu this Sunday, 9:39 Northwestern. 7 p.m. I may be wrong. 6:30 p.m. And so I'll be doing that. There's a couple more things. Then everything is just building towards the CD. Then November 15th, I'm on a show in Detroit, and then I'll head to Detroit November 18th. I'll be the featured poet that night there. Details forthcoming. Everything, I've started getting in the habit of updating my website, so everything will be forthcoming. October was a huge month for me in the comeback. We back, y'all. I know they thought we were gone, but we back. The CD just culminates that. And I just want to say this out. There's a real chance to hear me this to you as opposed to hearing it after the fact. They're individuals like Tracy Stewart, J.P.
Okay.
Break it up.
Yeah, he's breaking up.
Okay. How's that?
That's better.
Sorry.
Doing it again.
He must be moving around.
Oh, I live in a very funky reception area, and at times, no matter what I do, you have a hard time hearing me, so believe me, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do have another caller with their hand up. I'm going to bring this caller in and see what they have to say. Caller 773-370, you have a question or comment for the GPA?
I have a question, and I don't have a question, but I just want to say I'm enjoying the show. I want to say hi, Rhea. This is Mary Rogers.
Hi, Mary.
I'm just enjoying myself. I'm really, really enjoying this show.
Oh, I'm loving it. Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And and I wanted to scream out and just say, I'm just overwhelmed by the whole thing, period. Just overwhelmed. I'm lost for words, really.
Do you have his book as well?
Yes, I got all of them, really. My favorite was 120 Minutes Before Midnight.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was
nice,
like
too.
I won't say that's my first love. A Thousand Times was my first love. Senses, A Simple Rhyme. It's just so many. And the book does, you're right, Rhea, it does take you on a high. It, to me, it's like a mental high. It's like if I had a bad day at work or my household is in an uproar, I'll just go in the little corner and read one of the poems out of the book and just go on a mental trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful.
It's a real. It's not only do they can they be pick me ups, but they're this refreshing little escape that you can take for these few minutes. And when you come back, all that bull that was right in front of your face, you stand there with a smile on your face, and they looking at it. What is this fool smiling at? And they because you're ready to. You know, it's refreshing. It just and that's what poetry can do for you, because you get. Whatever you get from it, you get it in those short spurts that are rejuvenating. I have another book that's on my desk that I literally read something out of every single day. And when I describe that as like one of those comfortable old blankets. And, I take that little break and I read it. And, and so when I'm, especially if it's raining outside, I'll grab, because I got a copy, I have two copies of his book. One is on my desk and one is here. And
that's how I am with the Confessional Heart.
Exactly. And I'll grab a piece up, I'll grab it, and I'll be looking at the rain coming down, and I'll be reading about it, because the one thing about the Book of 24 Orgasms that really, really stood out in my mind, and I said that before, is his play on words are so poignant to the point whereas you go to your own little juncture. You go to your own little adventure just that quick. And sometimes what you may have saw was not even what he meant when he wrote it. And that's how
exactly.
I like it. I like that a whole lot about it.
Yes.
Yeah, because you as a reader can interpret it the way that you want to, opposed to how he wrote it. And that is a good thing, because just like the poem Breathe, that really was I was just reading it, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. It was just so many things going through my mind. I was feeling it, seeing it, wanting it, and, when he spoke about it, it's just how you interpret it.
Exactly.
Because only he knows the true meaning of it, but it's a good thing that we can read it and interpret the way that we want to as well.
Yes. Yes.
Which is a plus to the way that he wrote it, because you get these different views of it. And then when he explained it, you're like, oh, dang, there goes another twist to it.
GPA, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. You got kind of
quiet. I let my phone charge up, and I came back outside. As I was saying before, I appreciate y'all, your sentiments, but I want to say Mary's on the phone, too, and she knows with first-hand knowledge, same way Rhea does, same way Tracy, same way Sheila Campbell knows. It got thick for me for, 72 hours. I'm sorry. I got to laugh at it. Now I can laugh at it because it's fast, but it got thick. And,
GPA.
You
did not. Okay, because in the last 2 days, let's just put it like this. It's not past, okay? So you'll know it's not past.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what? Oh.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, okay. I thought Rhea was saying something to me. No.
What I had said, I said, just so you know, it's not past. Because I've gotten things in the last 2 days. That's why if you look at my friend count, you will see my friend count decreasing.
That's cool. Listen, I you know what? And let me just say this behind that. If I wasn't who I am, if I didn't get the love from people like y'all and from other people, it wouldn't even have been an issue. It wouldn't have been a thing. But things play out the way they're supposed to play out because I believe that God wants them to play out like that. And so it did. But what I'm saying about that is, and something like that, hey, there are people more famous than me, more money than me and whatever, who are going through worse than me. And said things worse than them about what was said about me, and they just kept on trucking. And that's what I'm going to keep on doing. But I want to tell you, I thought you'd be the only one online, but I want to tell you, and I always tell Mary, I want to tell y'all, hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all for sticking with me. Thank y'all for continually with me. I don't even know how to say this without... Delicious. I don't even know how to say this without sounding like it's going to sound, so I'm just going to say it. You should have just left me alone. You should have just left me alone and let my ego fizzle me out or something, or let me get grandiose. You shouldn't have gave me a reason to go harder, because I go harder now. I showed you one style, which was sensual, and then I got a whole other style, humor added to it. I done got more love poetry, and I met more people. And those people that had something to say or whatever the case, they weren't really for me anyway. So, and it's cool. But I want to thank y'all. And we ain't focusing on the negative. Thank y'all. I mean, it's cool. But let me let y'all know, because y'all have this faith in me and support me. If you see it, stop.
Wow. Okay. So, Rhea, do you have any anything else you'd like to say?
There are two other books that he is also part of. I thought a third one, Moon Rising, but I'm not sure because I haven't heard anything else about it. But he's also a part of Chocolate Rose 1 and Chocolate Rose 2.
Oh, okay.
Anthology of movies and poem on the erotic front.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming all of them are, because I haven't read any of them yet. I've
mm-hmm.
been too busy, you know, the books that I have. But he's also part of that those two anthologies, as well as his own two that he have out.
Mhm. Oh, okay. Right. He was very busy. Yeah, he's back. He keeps getting dropped, but he's back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So where can
Let me throw something else here real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also I've contributed two poems to the Saving Lives Through Lit Domestic Violence Anthology, Tears Behind the Smile, Voices Behind the Tears, excuse me. Voices, I always get that mixed up with something else I was involved in, Voices Behind the Tears. There were two lovely ladies. They were they put this project together, and I was very fortunate to be part of it. So I'm a part of that as well. That was something I believe strongly in, and I'm a part of that as well.
Oh, okay. So can you let the listeners know where they can order your books, any of your books?
You can order anything GPA from www.iblowyourmind.com. That's my website. We're going to be doing some upgrades to it, but it's never going to shut down. It's not going to shut down. And I should have the link for pre-orders tomorrow. Should be up so you can pre-order the GPA experience. Let me speak. I don't know much time. I'm just going to take a couple minutes. I got about this CD. I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. You know, CDs are typically a spoken word thing, in my opinion. And I never thought I would do one. But I got Black Ice, President of Poets, to do the music for me. And it's poems from all three of my books, The Confessional Heart of a Man, The Book of 24 Orgasms, and The Mind of an Unsub. So, and it's something, Mary has it. There are a few people that have it. And so far, I've been getting great reviews about it, great feedback. I'm really proud of it. So when you get a chance to listen to it or ask somebody or it's read when it's pre-orders, grab that. It's $10. And then I got combination offers where you buy a book and buy a CD or whatever the case, and I'm something off just because I try to do it like that. So that's that there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate y'all.
Anytime, and I do appreciate you as well because I'm a poet as well, and you know, I try to write different things that I feel as well. But your book is a mind blower, just like you
said.
Your website, I blow your mind.
Thank you very much.
And I do like the entire book. But as I said before, I do have my favorites in the book. And, you know, that's that. Yeah, because, you know, you can like something, but you can like something more about it, you know, opposed to the way it smells. You can like the way the bottle looks or whatever. But it's just, you know, there's some other poems as well that are in there that I did not mention. For instance, 1,001 Times in the Midnight Hour, Drowned in 548, 120 Minutes
right.
Before Midnight, and The Simplest of Rhymes. Yeah, those are, you know, a part of my favorites, you know. But it doesn't take anything away from the book as well because, like I said, I do like the whole book. And I do appreciate you putting this book together and, you know, expressing yourself the way that you do, being the man that you are and loving women the way that you do. And I'm sure you love life just as much. And you're a beautiful spirit.
Thank
you know,
you.
So
I appreciate you.
Yeah, so you know, just keep doing what you're doing, keep, you know, expressing that love and, you know, making us women feel good. You know, we need that. We need to hear men to tell us, you know, that we're beautiful and, you know, we're worth this and we're queens and, you know, we love hearing that because, you know, that's just what we are. You know, so you keep doing that and keep being who you are and keep writing. And, you know, anytime you want to come back on the show, you know, you can hit me up and hopefully we can do some networking together. And, yeah, no doubt. And
GPA, you missed her on Real Talk with Pasha B. Go back and listen to that playback from 2 weeks ago. Please listen to it. Then you'll know how you're going to have to do when you work with her.
Okay. Okay. I got you.
Wow. DK is going to be on tomorrow night. That should be very interesting.
It will. It will.
Yeah, that's going to be very interesting. And I thought I had a party to do tomorrow, but I don't, so I will be listening then. When he's on the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, Rhea, do you have any closing remarks?
No. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
And continue to do what you do.
No doubt.
There's definitely need for it.
Thank you. Thank you. You give me a call, too, this weekend sometime so we can chat.
Okie doke.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good night, all right?
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
To my boy,
good night.
Good night.
Good night. Rhea?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I was going to say that quick. Anyway, you know, okay, this is what I want to tell. Next week's show, we're going to have Tori Scott Irving on. And that's going to be a good show as well, I know, because did you read his book as well?
Yes.
Yeah, all these.
Let me
these
tell you.
Books.
Okay, like his book. His mm-hmm. book deals with. His book really is a okay. There's a poet named Avery Washington, and
mm-hmm.
first book, I can't think of the name of it right now because I have the second book in mind, which is Letters to My Daughter. But the
mm-hmm.
first book, his first poetry book is that old comfort blanket I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
and I read out of his book Monday through. Every day I'm at work, I at least read out of his book once.
Mm-hmm.
And it, GPA, all three of these are the three poetry books on my desk. It's
mm-hmm.
book, then it's GPA's book, and then it's Tori's book. Now, Tori's book is a different type of book because
right.
it deals so, with so many vastly different subjects, but
right.
even the subjects that are more, that are sad and hurtful and things such as that, you can
right.
poems without getting all shook up, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good book.
Yes, it is, because it's like I have my favorites in here, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I definitely like the whole book, but you know how you just have something that means a little bit more to you than the others, you know,
but
because it was a point.
As it should. Mm-hmm. When you read a poetry, if you cannot, when you finish reading that book, if certain poise is not in your head, then they really didn't do their job. Because
mm-hmm.
some of them stand out differently from others. And see, that's like they said, that's what makes the world go round. Because all of us are different people, and you have different likes and different needs and different wants and this, that, and the other, and different tastes. So, yes,
right.
it should stand out to you. But his, I know, because his deals with love, marriage, sex, family, death.
Death, yep.
Fear.
Everything.
Death.
Right.
Have these different, because I was really, really, really kind of nervous about reading his latter chapters, like his one on death.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, do I want to, and because I kept going, you know, and I'm like, I kept saying, then I finally read through it. And I was like, wow, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to read anything that was sad. I didn't want
mm-hmm.
to read. They were sad, but they were truths that resonated within people, so you didn't
right.
have to just wallow in death. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
death
right.
is really a part of life. It's the end of life. So
right, that's true.
You have to accept and deal with. So, yeah, his book is nice. It's really, really
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yep, and the poem "My Little Man," that's one of my favorites. That is definitely one of my favorites.
If he brings on, if Dr. T comes on, oh, it's gonna get hot up in here.
Well, you know, I'm gonna ask if he don't. I'm gonna ask for him to come on. Yeah, because I have been keeping up with that as well, and I'm just saying that is
definitely.
Really something.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness gracious. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. T is something.
It's going to be a very...
I read that excerpt and found out what happened to him. Yeah, but it's really good. So that's this next Friday. And on November the 4th, you know, Envy Red is going to be it's going to be the guest.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then there's Dean Perry and Keith Williams. They're going to be on in November as well, but the dates for them has not been written in stone right now, but they're going to be on next month as well. So if anybody out there listening and would like to be a guest on the show, you can either get in touch with myself or get in touch with Rhea. And, you know, we'd appreciate that. Whether you have a book, a business, or whatever you'd like to discuss on the show, we're open for that. But we don't discuss religion or politics. So anything else you want to talk about, no holds bar. So this is going to be my little closing here. pick up 24 Orgasms, a book of 24 Orgasms by GPA on his website, which is iblowyourmind.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pre-order his books from there as well. Just check out his website and get his book. Get a comfortable spot, sit down and read it, and, you know, give him a review. I guess, is this book on Amazon you know of, Rhea?
I know The Confessional Heart of a Man is. I'm not sure. 24 Orgasms is too, but I'm not
sure. Okay. Well, you can leave a review on his Facebook page, you know, or, you know, just send him a review for his book. And,
well, I know.
You know, pick up his, huh?
Goodreads, he's on Safari, you know, those like that. But I think he's on, I'm almost certain he is. Yes, because my review is on both places. So, he is.
Okay. Well, this is going to be, I'm getting ready to get off the phone and, you know, come back next week. I hope everybody enjoyed the show because I did. Did you, Rhea?
Yes, I did. But as usual.
Yeah, that was a very good show because how he came on, you know, he was very revved to go. You know, he got right up and, you know, did his thing and, you know, he kept us filling us with information and, you know, very interesting, very, very interesting, very good show tonight. I really do appreciate that.
Actually, that was probably a little bit tame for him, believe it or not.
A little what?
A little tame for him, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Believe it or
not. Well, my. Wow. Well, if that was a little tame, okay then, all right.
You notice when he said he was going to be quiet, I said, you going to be what?
Yeah, well, he's very long-winded, which is nothing wrong with that because, you know, sometimes a guest will get a little tongue-tied or whatever, you know, afraid to speak up and stuff. And I like that when, you know, you just keep the conversation going. That's a good thing.
Definitely.
Yeah. So,
again.
Yeah, you too, Rhea. I'm definitely going to have a good weekend this weekend because I'm going to be going out doing some things. And like I said, I'm working on a few things, got a few irons in the fire. And if anybody's listening, I'm looking for a sponsor. So if you want to sponsor me, leave me an email at my email address is goldenlocks556@verizon.net. Or you can send me an email through the Blog Talk Show. With that being said, Rhea, you have a beautiful night tonight and a beautiful weekend, and I'll be talking with you. And thanks for coming on. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I enjoy myself always. Thank you for the wonderful opportunity.
No problem, darling. So everybody have a good night. And
enjoy your crap.
Huh?
I said enjoy your crap.
Oh, no doubt. Tell my brother bought me a whole bushel of them, a bushel of crabs, and they are delicious, okay?
When my sister moved to Maryland, that was my first time having them like that, and there was a place that had all you could eat, and we ate.
Wow. Well, okay, everybody. Rhea, you have a good night, darling.
Thank you.
All right, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What's so good about it? What's so good about it?
Good night, everybody.